Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, 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 and thank you for choosing to listen to our Blackburn Rovers podcast, Kidder Street Noise. Before we get into this week's episode, can I please ask you to like, follow or subscribe on whichever podcast provider you are listening to this episode on. It really helps the podcast and would mean a lot to both me and Lewis. If you want to get in touch with us or you want to be a guest on the podcast, then you can reach us on Twitter at KidderSTNoise. Feel free to DM us on there or reply to any of our tweets or your questions and we will get back to you. Again, thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast. Now let's crack on with this week's episode.
Hello and welcome back to Kidder Street Noise, episode 8, fresh off the 2-0 win on Tuesday night, and we've got a special guest. Welcome, Damon.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How are you, alright?
Yeah, good, I'm good. Calm after the 9-0s this morning, but yeah, I'm good.
It's a nice round of golf, aren't we? Very peaceful, very quiet. 16 lost balls.
Yeah, expensive day, but good. Yeah, good.
Yeah, so Damon joins us, the first guest on the podcast. We've tried desperately and we've ended up with Damon as our first guest.
Yeah, but apologies.
So yeah, following on from what Lewis said today, beat Watford 2-0 on Tuesday. Do you watch it, Damon?
Yeah.
Good result, isn't it?
Great game, to be fair. You could go on forever, but yeah, it was a good game.
What do you think, Lewis?
Thanks for that, cutting edge report there for Dave. it was comfortable, weren't it? It was a similar team performance, I thought, to the game at Blackpool, but obviously it didn't have that edge of a local derby. And I thought Watford, to be fair, didn't really...
They
were awful. Didn't really put up anything.
I think manager were fuming at end because obviously like players like Pedro and stuff, they just didn't look arsed at all.
Yeah, there was a couple of players like walking off, weren't there, at the end, and clap the fans and that.
It's like a long way to go to not even get clapped by the players. I think that's the most like frustrating thing is like, you know, even if you get beat away from home, if the players don't even come and clap you, that'd be the thing.
Yeah, you've got to put a shift in, haven't you?
Even if like, they're putting in a shit performance, like at least go on. Like, you should be putting in a shit performance anyway, you should be trying hard. But,
you know, should be playing shit, you.
I don't think you can have a go at anyone really. It was just a solid all round team performance, wasn't it?
No, I think, who got man at match?
Edges, weren't it?
Edges
were fantastic.
But I think like whoever they give it to, you couldn't have argued with
anything. Nah, you could have picked three or four.
Yeah,
I think they just look like you said. We looked like a team that knew what we were doing, and a few games in the past we haven't looked like that at all.
Yeah.
You know, Reading surprises. I think early doors, we come out, we look good. Dolan had a game. Dolan looked physical, which was good because sometimes you think a bit of weight on him and he's off. He's a good player, but he's a lightweight player, but he didn't look it. He had a great game, to be fair.
I think that's the difference between us and them. Like, we actually, like, put a tackle in. Like, our best players are willing to put the effort in and get the ball back. I think if their front three put us in as much effort as Diaz, Hedges and Dolan, they'd probably be a lot better off because
they're just lazy and they just look like they can't be out. Like, especially like, what are we, still in September, it's not, it weren't exactly cold Tuesday night. It's not like a tough night to come to England.
It's not an arse condition, mate, is it? Like, you expect more, but the 10th, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they'll be in trouble if they don't sort that out, because you thought they'd be up there, you know?
Yeah, like we were speaking about, like, Sheffield United and Norwich are going to be the, like, the top two, really, aren't they? Watford, you probably put up their playoffs, definitely. But
yeah, yeah.
If they carry on playing like that,
they're way off it. Yeah, way off it.
A lot of them players that are playing for Watford on Tuesday were obviously like playing in the Premier League last season, and we were saying after the game, like, they'll expect to come to places like Ewood and think, oh, turn these over tonight.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, but Ewood won't be the hardest player. No, they'll have to go this season.
No,
like you said, Sheffield United. Like, you know, I think that'll be hardest to go to in midweek. Or I mean, there's plenty of places in there.
Well, I think, like, you come to Ewood, like, it's a nice playing surface. It's a nice ground.
It's not an intimidating atmosphere. It's not like you're going
to some sheds at the Royal Championship and, like, you're having to grind out a result. You can go and play the football you want to play, but they just couldn't be asked.
It's like Luton. Imagine going from Premier League to Luton North Road. It's worlds apart, isn't it?
Like tight pitch and stuff, like the bubbly as that.
Going through someone's back garden to get
going in through Terry. It's a bit different from Everett, isn't it?
But yeah, some of them players, like, they're on about, like, moving to Newcastle. That, I mean, Saar went off injured after 25 minutes, but even, like, the first 20 minutes, I thought, like, if you're wanting a move, surely you need to, like, put a shift in and actually, like, prove that you're worthy of a move to Premier League. Because, like, if Newcastle scouts come down to watch that on Tuesday night, there's no way he's thinking, oh, yeah, we're signing him in January.
No.
Like, yeah, but that goes back to Brereton, though, doesn't it? Who did we play last? Before they
played Blackpool, didn't we? Like, Blackpool. On the transfer deadline.
And they interviewed him at the end, didn't they? And you couldn't. I know you've already spoke of it, but you couldn't take anything away from him. That Saar, he just wanted to go home. He just wanted warmth, didn't he? It was completely different.
Yeah, but we said, like, if he's, like, jumping out of tackles and he's, like, going down after 20 minutes and going off, you can tell that he's wanting a move.
Yeah,
the fact that he's putting a shift in for 90th, bagging goals,
unbelievable, mate.
Like, running into away end with top off.
It's brilliant to see, though, isn't it? We miss it, and you want that. That makes a day worthwhile seeing people play.
Gets you up for it, doesn't it?
But when they don't, and to be fair, going into that Watford game, I thought we were going to get beat, and it's a bit negative. But
you on paper, they've probably got a better team than us. You're probably expecting to just it be a lot tougher game. After 10 minutes, I knew we were going to win on Tuesday.
Yeah, we look so comfortable, and it's something that, as bad as it is, doesn't come all too often.
No.
But we look comfy against a team that you wouldn't think we'd look comfy against.
You know, I was saying to Dad on Monday, saying, like, oh, it'd be a tough game for Rovers tomorrow night, and certainly over, you know, they've got a lot of Premier League quality, so to speak. And I was shocked, really.
We've seen how we came down, like, Premier League quality don't win your games at Championship.
No, it doesn't.
Came down, we probably had like 8 or 9 Premier League players that were smashing it in Premier season before come down into Championship. Don't get enough time on ball, so
no, it's a different style, isn't it? It's a different league.
But I just think, like, comparing our fans to Watford fans, we're living a dream now. Like, all our players, they all seem to have, like, a connection with the club, or they're here for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, even though, like, players have been linked, like Diaz have been linked to moves away, they're all connected to the club. And
we all identify with them. Yeah. It's not like you've got a team of. Or a couple of players in your team who you think, you know, you've got, like, obviously, you know, Brereton's looked at as a hero, isn't he? And he is.
Yeah.
But you still see him as a Rovers player and not an individual.
Yeah.
Whereas you lose that, I think, with some people.
Yeah, you look around the team on Tuesday and you just think, like, what connection do they have to the fans? Like, they couldn't care less.
It's just like a stop off in their career, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just you know. Any other club for them?
They just wanted Premier in Bath, didn't they? at services, straight back in.
I thought he meant at Furness. Straight through tunnel, across roads.
Straight through tunnel, £2.99 dark through, straight to there.
But yeah, we're a good game on Tuesday. A bit disappointed with attendance. 11,800
I mean, they didn't bring so many, did they? But
the official figure was like 500, but it didn't look like 500 to me.
Yeah. I don't think there'll be that many.
But I think especially when they put the deal on like £10 to bring them here, but again, it goes back to Tuesday night. It's hard work for people to travel on a Tuesday, especially if you finish work at 5, you're not in until half 5. And
I mean, we spoke about it the other night. Red Bull, like, doesn't know a lot of people just think that instead of spending £10, like, just stay at home and spend £10 on beer.
12 cans of Stella at the same price, and that's it.
Yes.
It's tough because you want to see Ewood Rand, but it's like on a Wednesday or, you know, midweek games, I can't come over, you know. Yeah. But I say that, but your diehard people will. Yeah. I love Rovers to pieces, but you finish your day at work at 6 o'clock, you just can't find the time to get over and home again.
Yeah, and if Manchester, don't you?
Yeah, but if I go over there, I know that it comes with 6 or 7 pints. You've got to stay over there, and it's difficult a lot in that time. But
I think for a lot of people travelling as well, it's not just the day of the game. Like, if you're not getting back till after midnight, like, you're not getting to bed till 1 o'clock, you're back at work nine in the morning. Like, your whole next day is ruined because you're absolutely knackered all day.
Yeah.
And if you've got a job where you need to be like on the ball, you can't really be like traipsing in at 1 o'clock. Don't know who that applies to. Like,
I wouldn't know. But
for anyone listening, if you've got a job where you need to be like quite clued up, like,
good on you. Good on you.
I think obviously having the Saturday game cancelled, it's helped us. You can tell we've worked on the formation, the new fan at the back and stuff. Yeah. And I think the Bristol City game, we didn't really play how like Thomason wants us to play, but it seems we've got that fitness back and got that spark back, one touch football again. So
yeah, I think it does a world of good, really, having the game on Saturday cancelled, because I think against Bristol City, well, it's a tired team and lots of team kind of out of ideas a little bit, so obviously having that time to work on that new system, like I say, it looked like they've got the spark back.
Yeah, what did you think about the game on Saturday being called off?
Wrong decision, straight away. Wrong decision.
At the time, I thought it was the right decision, but like having seen, like, did you see like how it worked, like the test match, and like they sang like the national anthem and all that? Now I think like cricket got it right and football got it wrong. To be honest, now I think should really have, you know, carried on.
I think the
games.
The problem is, like, when obviously COVID first started, football were like the last one to go, weren't it? So like before, literally like the night before lockdown, Liverpool played Atletico at Anfield.
Yeah.
So like football was the last thing to stop, and I think they got a lot of grief for that. So I think they've almost like jumped the gun this time, as if to say, "Oh, we'll be first." We're going to carry on though. So.
I did think they panicked. Like, well, not panicked, but they rushed into it. They didn't really think it through.
It was a quick reaction, weren't it? To call it. And again, I think that it would have given everybody the opportunity to, you know, to pay respects as it is. They talk about football being a pillar of communities and things like that. And I know you get your arseholes and you get your, you know, your worries with, you know, your Liverpool fans and you know, how they rub people up and what they say. But, you know, the footballing community in the country deserved the chance to do that. And I think they were stripped of it quite quickly. And like you say, it was a reaction more than a thought out decision. Yeah. And I just think it was wrong. So yeah,
I don't understand, like, if you're gonna call off on Saturday, you might as well call off on Tuesday as well. Like, why just the weekend? I mean, don't get me wrong, it was like sad news, but it wasn't a shock. It's not like it's come out of the blue. It's not like she was 96. It's a good innings, 96. It was a shock, because obviously in the morning,
did feel like it happened very quickly. I suppose,
but like you said, I think it should be more of a celebration rather than
because you saw the videos of West Ham fans with the national anthem and things like that, and it just would have been a chance to do it right, because I think football fans get tarnished with all sorts of problems 24/7, and I think that would have stood out as the right thing and the best thing to do. But like you said, but then you go and play on Tuesday, so
it's not like the problems that would have happened on Saturday have gone away by Tuesday.
It was just a knee jerk reaction trying to do the right thing.
They jumped the gun, didn't they? They didn't really think it through, but
I mean, some games been called off on this weekend, aren't they, in Prem, because there's not enough police and
lack
stuff.
Lack of policing, yeah.
Or because of the funeral and the follow-up.
Yeah. Well, like, there's been a lot of, I saw a video where the coffin was being drove down from Scotland and stuff, or however it got there. Like 40 police vans following it. Like, you didn't get that an escort for Blackburn Burnley game.
The thing is that with the funeral, though, because they're inviting, like, well, you know, you've got all your presidents and leaders there. So, but again, it's a divisive thing, isn't it? Because I don't know. It's I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. So it's fair.
I think when we talk about, like, every time you ask for more police help on other like other subjects, they're like, oh, we don't have the funds, we don't have the resources for that. But like,
yeah. Car's got nicked, not bothered.
I've been burgled. I'll file a report tomorrow. In a bit.
Yeah.
But then, like, someone's coffin needs. I mean, they'll all be on double time as well. They'll all, like, dragged up from our end of nowhere to go to, like, Cornwall police have been there on double time, like, paid for hotel staying over and stuff. I'd just love to see the bill at the end of it.
Oh, it'll be hefty. It will be hefty.
Yeah, so top five section this week. We've gone with stadiums we've been to with Rovers. So who wants to go first? You're our guest. You're
right.
Go first.
As a guest, do you want the privilege?
Yeah, I think obviously these are all driven by results at the same time. Not like comfort of seats and stuff. Starting at fifth, working my way to the top. Old Trafford is fifth, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Villa Park, again, big ground, good away days, good atmosphere as well. You've got Valley Parade.
I think quite a few of these.
You know, again, great place, big stadium. You don't realize, like, the grandeur of these other stadiums that you don't see week in, week out until you go.
Yeah,
I think that was unbelievable. Middlesbrough away, Rudiger steady equaliser comes to mind there.
The only thing that comes to mind.
The only thing, to be fair. Yeah, like, there's a list. No, that is the only thing. And that little pub on the corner with no furniture. So yeah, brilliant away day. Recommend it to everyone.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Not a seat there. Not a table. Lovely. Good sign of a pub when bouncers are on door at 9:30 in the morning as well. So again, recommend that to anyone. Rochdale. We played like Barcelona, and we ended up in a commentary box. Great ground. It was proper. It was a proper game there, and there's probably loads that you can come out with from League One.
Yeah.
But it has to be Rochdale away for me. Is not the you say best ground. It's like, it's how you rate it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, but like, your best memories. From
you
a could, ground,
yeah, not many lists that have Rochdale's ground in front of Old Trafford, but in terms of, you know, atmosphere, the normality and the roots of football were there, and the atmosphere were fantastic. The result was even better, but yeah, it has to be that, you know, we had some time there, so that was top. So that's my top five. So I'll leave it to Lewis.
Yeah, so my top five, I've got Valley Parade as well. I didn't go when these two went. I went in the cup the other week, but that's still decent ground.
Dominic Samuels had it that day. Oh, we were talking about it the other week. Do you remember when Torbin's dad and his mate were, like, getting carried up?
They went everywhere on Twitter and everything, didn't they? Like, he just lost his legs, didn't he?
Tweeting them and stuff like that.
Oh, good.
That was a good day, that.
and a good win in the cup the other week as well. Fourth, I've got City Ground.
Forest is a proper stadium. Good to have missed that.
We had a good day out there, didn't we, the other year before COVID. Third, I've got Anfield. I thought the day we went, the atmosphere was pretty poor, to be honest. But
Anfield atmosphere is always poor.
Do you remember when we went in the cup?
Yeah, that's.
Is that the day you're talking to? Talking about. Yeah. Oh god, yeah.
And, like, I think because of them, like, because they get so many big games like that. It was like an FA Cup quarter final. It's like, you know, they have it like every other year, don't they? But for us, it's like quite big.
If Rudi Gustavsson went in that day. Would we be in Champions League today?
Baptiste.
Oh my word. Big back tattoo with Baptiste on if that went in.
I don't know what it is about Anfield. I think because the corners are filled in, I don't like it. It sounds daft, but I like grounds where, like, there's a gap between the main stand and the side stand. I like that.
Yeah, well, it's only that one corner that's like where that the way end meets the, is it the Kenny Dalglish stand now?
If you look at the cop, you can't see out the ground, can you?
Alright, yeah.
Like, it's like black.
I don't think the seats are, it's like you can't see out the ground. I like proper old fashioned ground where it's four stands and not.
Yeah.
I hate the ball stadium.
Ivy Lane, FIFA job.
I'm not calling Anfield a ball stadium at all, but you know, like, you
Doncaster Rovers and your Rotherhams, where it's just like a Lego stadium.
It feels like, you know, like 10 teams have got the exact same ground. Yeah.
LMA manager preset one.
Yeah. second, I've got Villa Park. You know, like Damon said, always a good atmosphere. And like the day I went, it was just like when they were starting to like get good again. So it's like they were getting like, they were selling it out, and you know, when they scored, it was like, you know, proper. And then the best ground I've been to watching Rovers is St James's Park. Obviously,
St James's Park is a shout
up in the gods. I'm looking at. I think as well, like, it was right after League One when we got them in the FA Cup. So it felt like we hadn't been to a Prem ground for like years. And we're unlucky not to win that day as well. Unlucky not to win in the replay as well. You know, VAR.
Yeah, if we had VAR at all instead of away, we'd probably won.
But yeah, then that's my top five, Rob.
Right, so top five stadiums from fifth to first. So I've got the Valley, Charlton Athletics Ground.
Yeah, good shout. Good day out that. But the only reason I didn't pick that,
like the concourse, like, well, I didn't really have a concourse, did it?
Yeah, I've got the Valley in mind. Charlton Athletics Ground. Went a couple of times. Went for the obviously promotion day. Me and you went, didn't we? Yeah,
brilliant day that.
And I went. I think it might have been the first game after Steve Keane got sacked.
All right, yeah.
Can't have been a bad day that thing. Can
we were steaming that. It got announced on the Friday night, and we literally went to like Saturday morning. We went to the coaches and said, we want to go.
Yeah.
I just jumped on a coach and got a ticket down there. I can't remember what score. I think it finished 1-1, but like it's like a proper old fashioned like massive main stand. Good fans and good atmosphere. I think back then, because we were at Championship and they were doing all right, they were still battling up there. It was good atmosphere from them. Griffin Park. I'm gutted that Brentford have moved Griffin Park, cause it's a class ground. Pub on every corner. Terracing, like it's what you dream of for like an away day.
Yeah,
that's like the best away day you can ask for. Third, Villa Park. Already heard from it. I think it went six times in like one in like a 12-month period when we played.
Yeah, we seem to get them in like the cup, but like it was like
FA Cup,
League Cup, FA Cup. You know, every time for about like three seasons, didn't we?
And like there were a couple of games where we're like the top of the like the main stand, across from the main stand, like the top corner
stand seat. Behind the goal,
and then there were a couple of times we were behind goal, so you actually got to see like two views of it. It's a proper ground, Villa Park. Second is Old Trafford, for obvious reasons. I don't think you realise how big it is until
it's mammoth, isn't it?
Until you're actually in it. And I mean, people say it's a shithole inside, but still, like in your seat, you probably can't think of like a better stadium to be like sat and looking at. And people like slag them off for being tourists and stuff, but
there's quite a few of them though, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. But like once the atmosphere gets going there, it is like it's rocking. It's you can't really compare it to anything else in England, I don't think. And then first is Millennium Stadium for the League Cup final.
Dreams.
It's just a shame that like you can't, you don't really get an opportunity to play in it anymore. Like Wales don't even play there anymore, do they?
It's
so
very rare, isn't it? I saw that it was used the other day for the WWE, weren't it?
Did that
big pay per view there. That's like the only time it's been used.
That's rough.
Yeah, clean it dust off at WWE. Well, like
it's been used for that. Is it the Joshua Fury fight in December?
Is it?
Yeah.
In Cardiff?
Yeah.
That's a big shout, isn't it?
I thought it was at Wembley.
Yeah, no.
No, it's in Cardiff apparently.
So that day is the same day as, if England topped the group, it's the same day as the round of 16 game, isn't it?
If England finish second, so it won't be the same day as.
Second, they'll play on the Sunday.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Trust me, Rob, I've planned this all out, don't you?
Bucket shifts.
I've done this.
And then, who do you always play that day? December 3rd.
Well, we're still in the hiatus.
There's no footies. Burnley's the last game, isn't it?
Preston's the first game back, isn't it? 10th of December. Because that's the quarter final day, isn't it?
But is Burnley the last game?
November. It is.
Oh, Jesus.
November 12th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or 13th, depending on.
Probably 13th.
Depending on when they move it.
Yeah. Tuesday at dinner time.
me and Lewis swap out, but have you heard that they're not doing buses for
Burnley? They have to. I don't know. Really, they shouldn't have to, should they? When you think about it, they shouldn't do. Yeah. But knowing more, they have to. You know,
like, it's not just like the people that go to your games, is it? It's like,
no, it's not your season ticket holders that you were, is it? It's the 20 arseholes who turn up just for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
remember when we went to Bradford and we were getting the train back after the game.
I'm like,
who's getting off at Burnley?
Yeah,
who's
you're a fully grown lad. No one, because I don't live there. Do you know what I mean? Why would I want to get off? Like, just to tense up and get arrested? Like, because you're not doing much, are you?
You're like, I don't even think Burnley played that day. We're going to turn up and first granny.
You shout at families and stuff. Like, I don't know what you're going to do.
No one there at the station, just like an old granny waiting to go on train.
Yeah.
Get it first train to Pendle. Oh,
there's a claret there, little woman. Wait, Zimmer. Yeah. Calm down, lad.
No, but I was
getting up at Burnley.
I mean, like Sarah, we've already spoken about it. I think they have to do the buses, don't they? Because, like, imagine Rovers fans getting up, like, stopping off at every pub and way to the ground. Like, it'd just be.
But, like, we'd
be chaos.
Usually, all away games at Craven Avenue, don't you? They stop off on way, but, like, where would they stop off on way to Burnley? Like, Ozzy.
Stopping off at Nuts and Top.
Ozzy Mills getting topped up. you can't, but then I feel at the same time, genuinely speaking, that the longer it's made a big pantomime with buses, the longer it has to continue as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, the longer, if you say, right, we've had to get a bus for, you know, five years, then the time that it becomes normal again, it's a bigger thing to do, but it shouldn't need to be. But
yeah, I think, like, if people are going to cause trouble, they're going to cause trouble anyway, aren't they? Like, we've seen it before that they've got, like, the train back to Blackburn and at Fenny, and like, it's kicked off there. And I think, like I said, if people are going to kick off, then they're going to
find a way, whatever it is.
So, what else happened in the Championship this week?
Well, Preston and Burnley drew, didn't they?
Yeah. 1-1. Mm. I'm surprised they let them play on, like, the same night as us.
Being
at Preston, I thought they'd. Like, then play Wednesday and us play Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe.
Talk about police resources and stuff, and then we've got them.
Does the 1-1 result give you hope for when we play that they drew with Preston? Or is that completely out the window?
I don't think they're that good. I genuinely don't think they're that good.
That Huddersfield game at the beginning of the season frightened me that they have.
Yeah, but Huddersfield are bobbins.
I know, the bobbins.
I might like, you know, like Ruth saying this, but I don't think we need hope for play. Like, it's not like. I don't think we've got anything to be afraid of, really.
We haven't got anything to lose, have we?
All the pressure's on them, isn't it? Yeah, down the Premiership, they're expected to win.
Yeah, in years gone by, it's been like all the pressure's been on us.
Yeah.
Because we've been on top, but because they've, like, been in Prem for so long now,
we're going to be on Sky, aren't we? Like, Vincent Company. Yeah. Imagine a Friday night on Sky.
We've got Sky Sports, lose,
Vincent Company channel.
Yeah.
So I don't think we should be, afraid of playing them.
No. No, judging on what I've seen so far, they spanked Wigan, but that's like the only result they've had where they've actually looked.
Yeah,
I think I could get 10 lads together and we'd spank Wigan now.
They had a good result this week, though. Like,
yeah, they did.
I was going to say they had a good result. They beat Huddersfield 2-1, and you wouldn't even need 10 lads to beat Huddersfield. You could do it with us three, I think, and get a keeper. Would be right. Yeah. Sunderland
would drop them, aren't you, Huddersfield? We say it every week, but
they are down. Yeah, everyone says I've got an agenda against them, but they're down. Like, just put an R next to their name. I'll put them in red.
Like the guy in the second tier podcast with agenda against Rovers. Same thing with us.
Weird bloke.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Say, Mowbray came to us after we were relegated, got us promoted, won the league with us. I'm like, well, he didn't do any of that.
Well, we came second.
They got a good result, didn't they? Beating Reading 3-0. Reading were flying, weren't they?
Yeah, well, that's two wins out of three from Mowbray now, isn't it? So,
I think they
decent start.
It showed the third goal on Twitter today, like Tony Mowbray's footballs took off in Sunderland. Like, they do like 14 passes on the floor and score.
Yeah, early days.
He'll soon crush that out of them.
Yeah. Get ready till you have to de ice ball because it's been up in atmosphere for about 40 minutes at half. You know?
Get ready to like buying like a new TV just
see
more.
Get a camera back on that top stand up there. Yeah,
turning to the England portrait into a landscape.
He did all right with us, though, didn't he? You can't slag him off. I don't think.
I can't have people like overhyping what he did for us. People no. like McAuley could save you. Like, we were 3 points clear with six games to go, and we still got relegated. They should never have gone down.
They've been brainwashed by the Moggy Mafia, then, people, haven't they?
it just killed any ambition within the club. Like, every cup game we got beat, whether it be against like Newcastle, whether it be against Bloody Scunthorpe, like, he did his
job though, didn't he? Because it was to stabilise us, and that's what he did. He was never. Like you say there, you can't be brainwashed or thinking, you know, he's gonna take us up. But at the end of the day, if you're sitting second and third in Championship at Christmas and the collapse that we have, there's questions that need to be answered, aren't there?
Yeah.
So
I think it goes to show that we've got the talent there, like the players coming through now. He could have easily played them instead of loaning him out. Like, he wanted to loan Travis out, didn't he, before Smallwood got suspended. Like, imagine
ridiculous, really.
Like, Travis might never have got his break if he'd done that.
You can't see Rovers team out Travis though, can you?
No, not now. But yeah, it's. I mean, he's got a good start at Sunderland, but I mean, I don't think it's gonna last.
No, I don't.
What did you think of his comments?
I've only just found out about them now. about 5 minutes before we started the podcast, Rob told me what. What Mowbray said.
So Mowbray was speaking in the paper, and he told us that he convinced Rovers head of recruitment to leave us and go to Sunderland because.
See, I knew that bit, but I didn't know he, you know, said this next bit where he said oil tanker.
Yeah, they're like an oil tanker, and they're overtaking like a small car. Like, once they get going, they'll smash everything. But I mean, they are a big club, don't get me wrong. But I mean, they're one city club, so. They should have 40,000 fans.
Where have Sunderland been for the past 4 years? At the same time, you can go back to wherever you want. He's got to say the right things, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He's got to play like the media right. He's got to get the fans on side. He's got to do his job, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But by doing that, he's obviously gonna, you know, he's obviously gonna piss the previous people off, isn't he? But
I think if you compare like Sunderland, I reckon the radius of like Sunderland to Newcastle to Middlesbrough. If you brought that over to Blackburn, there's probably like 15 league clubs in that area.
Mm.
Whereas like they've got them three within that area.
Yeah.
Like, who else are you gonna support? Like Gateshead United or something. Like, who else?
Hartlepool,
Darlington or something.
Yeah.
Birmingham beat West Brom 3-2. Steve Bruce got a goal on that one,
It's
can't be getting beat at local derby at all under pressure.
It's not good, that is it.
Huddersfield manager's been sacked as well, hasn't he?
Well, I mean, not much of a surprise, is it?
Oh, yeah.
The way they've started.
It's a shame for the rest of the Championship, to be honest. Give everyone else 3 points, we've not played them yet.
New manager balance now.
Putting complaint in, come on, we didn't get to play them.
fix your schedule, like you've done us here.
That's bang out.
Six on the balance for Norwich. They're flying, aren't they?
They're up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Send them up now, because that's where they're going to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they're.
And then just actually bring them down for next year. Just don't let them play next season. Yeah. Just let them have a year off.
Everyone can see it, can't they?
Reading have surprised me, though.
Yeah, done well so far this season, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been good. They have been good.
Paul Lynn's proving his worth, finally.
Yeah.
Luton 2, Coventry 2.
Coventry haven't won yet, although they have
played three last games.
I mean, Luton, shocking start, really, compared to last season.
Yeah.
But obviously, you can't say too much about them because guess who we're playing tomorrow?
Yeah, every team that bang out of four and play Rovers at home that weekend beat us 1-0.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It was the same when we played Stoke. Like, Stoke were in bad form. And then as soon as they sat the manager and got Alex Neil, like, it's 1-0 Stoke this Saturday, guaranteed.
Well, it was funny actually. We went to, we went out for tea in Altrincham. And there was a group of four Stoke fans the night before we played Stoke. And I could hear them, and bless them, they called it Elwood Park to start with. So I thought, oh, come on, you're better than that. But then I got speaking to them, and it was like a who's worse conversation. It was like, well, now you'll beat us, no, you'll beat us.
Yeah.
And we were saying that they've got some quite technically gifted players in that side.
Yeah, they have.
And under the right guidance with a bit of form, that they'd be a respect. You know, well, they are a respectable team, but they'd be. A good team at the same time, and I weren't surprised by them beating us. In all fairness, you want to beat teams like Stoke, but you don't take it hard when they do beat you. But yeah, they were saying that they reckon they were going to finish 15th below. So I can't see that.
Well, to be fair, last season that they were like mid table for ages, like, and everyone thought they'd do a playoff push, and they just dropped off right towards the end. What other results has there been? Rotherham 3, Blackpool 0. Blackpool, just since we beat them, they've just been on a bit of a stinker, haven't
they? Heads have dropped.
Already spoke about Preston 1, Burnley 1. Stoke winning at Hull 3-0 away. I spoke to a lad who went, one of my mates, a big Stoke fan, he went and said they just look class. They just look a lot fitter under
Stoke
Alex Neil.
Yeah.
He just said, like, you can tell that he's got them working on training. Because, like you just said, they are technically gifted players. They just needed, like, a kick up arse fitness wise and a bit of organisation. And they've got it now. And I think Alex Neil will do, he always does do well. He demands the most out of his players, doesn't he? And usually gets it. Cardiff beating Middlesbrough at Middlesbrough. I expected Middlesbrough to do more this year with the signings they made and the new manager. I just thought.
Yeah.
And did Lenihan play?
I'm not sure.
Let's have a look. Probably not. No, he didn't.
Is he not banned? Did he not get sent off a few games ago?
He's not on the missing players list, so he won't be suspended. No, just not in the squad.
That's rough.
Oh, I'm gutted for him.
Oh, what a shame.
Anyway.
Moving on.
And then Sheffield United winning at Swansea away. And that was all of the midweek. All the midweek games in Championship. What else happened this week in football?
The second round of the Champions League games, didn't we?
Yeah, did you watch any?
Which game did I watch? I watched the second half of City and Dortmund after I got back from.
Alan's a joke, isn't he?
Went out to,
Alan's got his leg out.
I was just going to say that. If you try that, your hip's coming out, innit? Like, you can't do it.
I'm in bed for 4 weeks.
Straight
off. I'm like Rover's social media, like, you know, like Haaland's been watching Haaland after Haaland's goal on Tuesday. It's just an absolute joke, isn't it?
I mean, Haaland's goal's like instinct, isn't it? Like, it's just coming, like, just
Haaland's
like,
actually thought about
it. I thought
it
come off his head.
Like the cogs.
I thought he'd come off his head at the beginning.
What, Haaland?
Yeah, genuinely. Like, I just thought, how's that ending up back in there? It's got to be his head.
Yeah.
But no.
But like with Haaland, you can actually see the cogs turning, like, right, I can't reach it with my head.
I'm just gonna jump 8 foot in air.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, fair play to him for being up there. Yeah. You know,
it was a hell of a pass from Cancelo, but keeper's got to come and get that for me. It's like six yards out. Like,
I don't know. It was a spicy ball, mate.
The keeper for the first goal were dodgy. I know, like, he's hit it first.
It's a good strike, though, isn't it? Like, I was about to say, like, I think with Haaland's goal, like, a lot of the attention has been taken away from Stone's goal because I think that's a.
Left him rooted. He just had no idea what were coming at him. You know,
finishes up.
Had that drive today.
No. Jeez, I think he'd have had a teed off. It would have been out stadium, that mate. It's disgraceful. Disgraceful.
I watched Celtic Shakhtar Donetsk, and I watched Rangers versus Napoli. That were on the Wednesday, weren't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Celtic played right, probably should have won, but against a lesser opposition. But I just thought Rangers just don't seem like
three games in a row. Where is it? They've been beat 4-0, 4-0, and 3-0.
Not scored a goal.
That's just not good enough for a club like Rangers with that level of expectation. Joe's got to turn it round, hasn't he?
Yeah, who've they got next in their group? They got Liverpool next, haven't they? So it's not even like it's like the whipping boys. Toughest team in group. Well, I said tough team. They're a stinker this year.
Is it Liverpool away?
They were heading that one. Third and fourth game at the same team. So Liverpool at home and Liverpool away, I think.
You can't see. You'd be shocked now, wouldn't you, if Rangers somehow made it through. To knock out. I think even if they got third place, that'd be,
I think the best thing, the fact that Liverpool beat Ajax, so it keeps both of them on 3 points. Like, they're still one win away from one of them two. If Ajax somehow don't pick up another point, and if you beat Ajax at home, and they don't beat Liverpool and Napoli, then you've got a chance, then, haven't you, of finishing third? But
yeah,
I think you've still got to overturn the 4-0 Is it? I think it might be head to head in Champions League. I don't think it's goal difference.
I think it's head to head. Yeah.
So you've got to beat them 4-0, which you're not going to do.
Big ask, isn't it?
It's not going to beat Ajax 4-0.
Even at Ibrox. So.
No, it's just not going to happen. What else has happened this week in football? Not much, really, is there?
No. Well, games being cancelled. Everyone's been kind of like waiting around, haven't they?
Did you watch the Europa League last night?
No.
I only watched. I sent you a video this morning, a Hearts fan celebrating.
Oh, I know.
That, I just want one European away day. Not bothered where it is. In what competition? Put me in the competition. I just want one.
Well, even like some pre season, like you saw Preston, was it like Granada they played in pre season? You know, we've got like Hartlepool away on like a Wednesday night. So like, you've got to give us somewhere in Europe.
Aki Stanley, two rounds in 90 minutes. So you just think, I'm all right.
Just anywhere.
You'd think we'd have like a feet, not a feeders club, but like an affiliate club abroad somewhere. You could just go
somewhere we have to get on a plane to get to, and not like, you know,
IB for it.
Scouts looking at, right, where do we go? It's got to be over 18 degrees, and it's got to have a strip, Magaluf, they must have a tea,
and not like Bournemouth before anyone takes piss on Manchester Bournemouth.
I just want one European away there. That's all I'm over. Like West, you see the video of West Ham's away ground. There's like the bar, and it's like the terracing, so like you could be at the bar and like watch the football. Have you not seen that?
Was that
absolute dream?
I can't. Who did he play? Let's have a look now.
They won 3-1, didn't they?
Yeah, they won. They definitely won anyway. Mm. Where have they gone now? You little dickheads. Can't find them. Where are they? Help. Saki Borg.
Solid 3-2 it was in the end.
They won 3-2, but yeah, there's a video where it's like,
here it is.
You couldn't trust us in there, could you?
No.
Can you just move round to back at queue? No.
Absolutely not.
This will be finished in 30 seconds, pal. Get me another.
There's no closing bar at mid-game there, is there? That's it. Free for all.
Thing is, you couldn't trust Rovers Conquest to do that.
Absolutely not, mate. You know,
it's like, gets at 60th minute to close bar. Like, imagine if you did that there. Like,
whoa.
What do you mean? What do you mean
that
you
can't
close?
Happen, that just can't happen.
No. Where are you going, lad? Get behind that ball now. We're sure.
You're not.
No, you're not.
You're that fucking cuckoo, lad. Luton away on Saturday. Obviously, just spoke about getting beat off Wigan. I didn't get beat off Wigan. What am I talking about? Who they just played?
They drew against Coventry, didn't they? 2-2.
Yeah, drew against Coventry 2-2. Beat off Wigan. We've had a couple of wins recently, but the start of the season stinks. It's like 2 draws and 3 losses. It's a bad start. I mean, they got knocked out of EFL Cup off Newport at home. But they're just our bogey team, aren't they, Luton?
Yeah.
Like, since they've come back up to Championship, we've played them 6 times, we've beaten once. And like, we've never seemed to be able to scrape a win against them. And Nathan Jones like just seems to love managing teams against us. He always seems to get a result against us, and everyone absolutely despises him for it. Do you think we'll win?
I think it'll be a tough game. How many heading down? I mean, like I say, we haven't got the best record against them, but with our start, you'd be hopeful that we could go down there and get some. But how many are we taking down there? Do you know?
Not many, I don't think. I can't imagine people queuing up to go down.
I've seen like one of my mates said today, like the. Like Craven F coach, that is only like half full.
Right.
So,
what were ticket prices?
I think the state were like 32 or something.
You can't be charging that to go Luton, though, can you?
32. Could
you can't be
throwing.
Doing it.
I'll try and get it up now. So.
That's mad. That.
No,
what is it like? How far is it? Like 4.5 hours to Luton from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a trek, isn't it? Like, if you were driving it, like, say you're 3 minutes in car, it's still like it's still a lot of money. And like,
oh, I know what that feels like. Yeah, no, I think we'll get beat. Without being pessimistic, I think we struggle there.
Yeah, it's just our bogey team, isn't it? I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Well, have we known our best team for over a year, do you reckon? really.
I think this will be the first time where like everyone's fit and like you've actually got to pick a squad to play.
Yeah, yeah.
I think like we've actually got competition for places now. Like the Blackpool game, everyone who played was because they were the only player that could play there. Like we had Travis at right back.
That's 27 it was tomorrow. It's not 27. Too bad.
It's not awful, but
no,
it's a lot of money for Luton.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Hyam and Carter at centre back. They were the only centre backs available. Pickering left back. So you can't really, like, this has been the first time we're actually picking players based on form. But it's a bit strange, like he's not making subs, is he, Thomason? Like he made two, didn't he, on Tuesday, like very late on, but
I think that was more of a tactical thing, weren't it, like?
Yeah, but he's not making
wait till 3 minutes goes up and then bring two subs on, you know, take a bit of time out.
Wouldn't even bother showering after it, would you?
I don't know. I'm curious to see what comes from Hurst.
What he's
got to show, because we haven't seen much of him.
He looked good in the first.
He did look good. Yeah. I think everyone was a bit surprised that he got taken off when he did.
That was 20 minutes to go on Tuesday. I said bring him on and like get their back four turned, because their back four and looked knackered and just like getting turned in behind and stuff. But obviously only got a couple of minutes, so. I mean, I don't think Luton's a game for a big lad like him, because they're going to have like four monsters at back. They're going to be that team that like you kick it long to Luton, you're playing to their advantage, aren't you, really? Probably better off with someone like Dolan, like a little tricky dicky with
in between.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dolan comes back in tomorrow, would you?
He played on Tuesday.
He started on Tuesday.
Started Hedges, Dolan and Diaz up front.
Because Dolan put in the cross for
Hedges goal.
Took that bit out.
I'm just having a look there. Sorry, I'm miles away. Hopefully Dolan can carry on from what he did last game too, because he was impressive. They all were though. You couldn't pick a player that you think was bobbing.
Not Adam Herr, but like just wasn't as good as usual. They're all good. Ryan Hedges, superb as always.
Oh, mate, that makes. Did you see that?
I'm going to rename podcast the Ryan Hedges show.
I want a stand naming after him.
Yeah, that Megs was class. Like, I just like sat back and going, But if you're that centre back, you're walking straight off.
It was an audible noise and the like, collective thing from Blackburn, weren't they?
No,
I love it, that. he was brilliant the other night, weren't he? But I think it's just like a sign of his confidence, you know, growing even more, because you saw what he was capable of at Preston last season, and he just kind of carried that on from the start of this season, and I weren't surprised at all that he finally got off the mark on Tuesday night, and I think everyone was delighted for him.
Yeah, I think he's just been given like the license and the freedom to just do what he wants.
Yeah.
Like you said, the confidence is just growing game on game. Hopefully can add to his goal tally even more. I think what's he on now, 3 assists and 1 goal. I think like you get to like 10, well probably like 15 assists, 10 goals, you've had a good season for like a creative midfielder, aren't you? He's well on his way to that. It's just about keeping him fit, but he's never really had any like injury problems, has he?
No,
he always seems fit when he's played for us. So
Ayala needs to stay fit as well.
I think we were saying walking out, because we went to King Edward after the game on Tuesday, we were saying like having Ayala is like having two captains on the team. You've got like Lewis Travis captain in the front five, and he's captains the back six. Really,
he does a job, doesn't he, when he's fit? He's
absolutely class. He just doesn't look, he doesn't look like he's trying hard.
It looks effortless. Yeah. That's the thing with him, isn't it? It just looks effortless, and you know he's not the quickest person there, but he somehow always gets there. And you think I've no idea.
He's not Tarry Stone, man.
Oh, you know, I reckon I'd beat him from here to drive, but
turns like a bus in a car.
But I wouldn't fancy it. But that's it, though. He's intelligent, isn't he?
And that's what he does. I think if we're picking like a player of the season so far, I think he'd be mine, definitely. Which is weird, because he's already missed three games through not being fully fit.
It's just that worrying like your mind, or like when it gets a bit cold, and he's like, "Oh, don't
when he gets off course,
you
watch yourself.
Yeah, he won't fancy it as much, and he'll be back in Vince Guerrero's suite, as we say. But
you need to hope that, like, I mean, what we've got now: Wharton, Carter, Hayam, Ashley Phillips can fill in centre back now.
Kept hold of him, didn't they? They were saying it at Tottenham for him, weren't they? The deaf.
So he hasn't signed a contract though, has he?
Has he not? Oh, well.
I mean, to be fair, he's only won in game time, didn't he? I think now that we've signed Hayam, he's not going to get that.
What's happening with Brereton?
I think he'll sign a new contract.
Really?
Yeah. I think he'll sign a 1-year deal with like a release clause.
Yeah, maybe.
So if, even if people come in the summer, he can still go if they hit like a certain number. But I mean, there's talks about him still going to World Cup because Ecuador like fielded like an uneligible player.
Right.
So if Ecuador get banned from the World Cup, then Chile will go to the World Cup.
Right, okay.
But if Diaz goes to the World Cup, maybe gets like one or two goals. You're talking like 30, 40 million for an easy.
Yeah.
Well, you take the money when it's right though, don't you? As much as you don't want to lose him. How long before Travis gets sent off? Or are you not seeing it?
That's
one of the things we haven't mentioned yet from the game the other night, that some of the players trying to wind Travis up, and you just think
you're not going to win that battle.
You're not winning there, are you?
if you're having like a wind up merchant battle, you're picking Travis to win every time.
Yeah.
And like he got punched off at Pedro, didn't he, off the ball? I think Travis can do that and play the game well, where like other players like that will, if they get hit off Travis, the next 5 minutes they're thinking, I'm gonna go through him.
I like having him. You know, you need people like him.
Yeah.
With a team without someone like him, it's just good to watch though as well. It gets you invested, doesn't it? You watch him leave a bit on someone, you think, yeah, good lad. You know, you see him pick up a card and you think, yeah, that's about right. You know,
not condone it anyway. Like.
No, I shouldn't be doing it, but. You know.
But I know what you mean. Like, without a player like that, you look easy to beat, don't you?
You roll over quite easy. But he's come into that captaincy quite well, hasn't he? Yeah, I wouldn't fancy him. You know, not fancy him, obviously. But did you hear? This is completely off topic. And going back to what Lewis said before, I know this is completely sort of out there. Did you hear about the story about that Oldham player getting assaulted in the car park?
Gone off rails, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you saying this over this? Like before we started, like when...
About me going off rails. What I'm saying. Have you heard about the story?
Podcast just fell.
No, it's completely gone off rails. Oldham played someone the other week. Can't remember who it were, and the player who they had on loan. I can't remember what team it was. I'll get up in a minute.
I did hear about this. Yeah,
he got assaulted in the car park, but full on, hospital and everything. He's out for months. But in them sort of environments, even though it's lower league, you wouldn't expect that, would you?
No,
you
probably like expect that like at grassroots, like
pleasure stuff, innit?
Yeah.
Let me find it.
I always remember that tweet where it's like, always difficult to get a result with 10 men, bit of a rash decision from Gaz to get a base.
It's a 2 foot line or in chest, but yeah,
it's a rash decision, you can't believe
it's one of them, isn't it? He's had 4 pints before he's come on, but here you are, Oldham Athletic, what's he called here, not what's he called, it's a bit of a, Hallam Hope. Here you are.
Who's he on loan from?
I'll tell you now. It says here, police are investigating claims an unnamed Chesterfield player was involved in a serious assault which left Oldham forward Hallam Hope with serious injuries. And apparently it's happened after the game. But you wouldn't think, would you, that things like that would... I was saying before...
To be fair, like, if a player's involved, like, it happens all the time, doesn't it? We're like... Especially at that level where people say that, like, oh, I'll see you after.
Yeah, they will. You know what I mean?
like, people say, like, it's under the league, like, oh, like, one bad tackle, like, I'll see you after the game, mate. And obviously, you get at the end of the game, you probably shake hands and go for a beer, but there'll always be one nutter.
Quick podcast fact, by the way, he was born the day before me, same year.
Honestly, there's going to be about 10 minutes of this podcast at the end that we can actually use. The rest of it is absolute fodder. Absolute awful.
Proper mic have come in out, isn't there?
Just read the podcast. Me.
But no, genuinely speaking, mate, he's that. Is that Bobbins? They've not even updated his Wikipedia, so I don't know.
I thought you were still reading about the assault case, not his Wikipedia.
No, I'm trying to find out where he's on loan from.
On Wikipedia sections, hey. Ed caved in.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. Club career, isn't it? Oldham, boxed off. Do you know what I mean?
Boxed off, cinema, yeah. 2022.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Everton, Northampton, Oldham, Brown Cow pulling pie stunt. he was joining
boxed off on appearance.
yeah, sorry, I've completely gone off rails there, but he ain't even on loan either. The guy's just straight up Oldham Athletic.
He's not anymore.
No, obviously not now, mate. The guy's obviously not just feeling well.
Just signed for Walking Football Team.
Yeah, so yeah, apologies for that. I derailed there, but it just came to my head proper quick. And that was last game they played, in Chesterfield beat them 2-0 though.
So, you win
so he's got beat 2-0. Yeah, kick.
All his teammates are celebrating 2-0.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, lads, wait a minute, I have to go batter someone.
In changing rooms, champagne's out, 2-0 win at all, and quit one, mate, that'll be 10 minutes. 2-foot, some guy in car park, you just can't do it.
Smashing head off course.
Yeah.
Oh, other lads, like, where are we going tonight, lads? Hold on.
Well, he's in cells, so he won't be with us. But it's just mad.
Yeah,
I think it's mental that happens. I just think it's not even a laughing matter, is it?
No.
It's mental. You just wouldn't expect it, would you?
Not at that level, no. Because
what
is
what are we talking about?
League 2, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's League 2 football, and you've got some guy full time going over and in car park after it doing that.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah, sorry, I just went off rails. It's nothing to do with what we were saying, but I couldn't believe it.
What were we talking about before that? Do you remember?
No, it's gone, hasn't it?
Travis.
Oh yeah, Travis.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Nice one for that. Yeah.
Drags out shit there.
Keep it minutes.
Yeah.
I think we said all we need to say about Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we said all we need to say a long time ago. To be honest.
Yeah.
Right. Move around, Lewis, because the quiz is starting now. Always look at answers.
Oh man, how hard is this quiz?
It's not hard.
Well, this is going to be the only part of the pod that's going to be usable, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe your laptop, maybe around that way. So for once, instead of a starting 11, we've actually got a quiz because we've got a guest. So, right. There's 10 questions, 1 to 10. So you pick a number and I'll ask that question. If you get the answer straight away, you get 2 points.
Right.
But you can ask for multiple choice and you get 1 point.
Right.
You know what I mean?
How many times can you ask for multiple choice?
Well, just what? There's only. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like multiple choice for one question, like A, B, C, or D.
But if I say.
Oh, for every question.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Right.
So
yeah,
if you know it, then you can get the 2 points.
I get you.
But if you don't know it, then you can get one.
I like
point.
That, yeah.
Right. Everyone get the rules, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't cheat. Yeah. Don't look around. Don't cheat.
Heads have gone already with rules, haven't they?
Don't cheat. Linesman's coming for
it. 20 fucking ages. Right. David, do you want to go first or second?
Yeah, I'll go first, come on.
Right, pick a number between 1 and 10.
4.
Right, ready?
Yeah. Oh, come
shit.
On. Come on.
Well, it's quite an easy one, to be honest.
All right. It is if you don't answer.
In modern times, John Dahl Thomason is Denmark's record top goal scorer. Which current Premier League player is only 13 goals behind?
Christian Eriksen. Was it not?
That's David's question.
I thought we were shouting out.
Well, I'm going to go first sound Christian Eriksen.
that was 2 points.
No way. I thought we were shouting out.
No.
You said straight answer.
Yes. No, like, so Damon picks a number, so he gets 4, right?
Yeah.
And now you pick a number with what's left.
Oh, this is.
Oh, it's chaos. Go on then. I ain't going to help you that.
Right, 8.
8.
8.
Right. Daniel Ayala's assist on Tuesday night is his first since a 2-1 win over Rotherham in the behind closed doors season. Adam Armstrong scored the 98th minute winner, but who scored the first?
Rotherham?
Yeah.
Harvey Elliott.
Correct.
How did... Yeah.
That's an answer, that.
Right. Damon, your turn.
5. 5.
Yeah. Question 5. Since Luton changed their kit to orange, we've always worn home colours against them. What colour away shirt did we wear in the 4-0 FA Cup win at Kenilworth Road? Now, do you want to answer it straight away? Do you want multiple choice?
I need multiple choice for that.
Is it A, yellow, B, black, C, grey, or D, red?
Red.
Correct. The Bet 24 red kit. Yeah. Now, let's pick a number.
Two.
Two. What is the name of Luton Town's mascot?
Well, the Hatters, aren't they? So.
You can take multiple choice if you want.
I don't know.
No, incorrect. It's Happy Harry.
Alright, that makes no sense.
Happy Harry?
Yeah.
Could have got multiple choice then. Right, any number that's left in. 1, 3, 6, 7, 9, or 10?
6.
6. Former Rovers left back Amari Bell now plays for Saturday's opponents. What shirt number did he wear at Rovers?
I don't want to go multiple choice for this. No, I'm going to go multiple choice, Rob, because I can't throw this point away. I've got to fight for every point with Lewis here.
A14, B19, C17, or D21?
14. I was so confident.
Do you know it?
17.
Yeah.
Oh!
Right, Lewis, 1, 3, 7, 9, or 10.
10.
You probably know this actually. FIFA 23 is just around the corner, but who was Rover's best rated player on FIFA 22?
Bradley Dack.
Correct. Texas League goes 4-3 up. Right, there, 1-3-7-0-9.
7.
Question 7. Tuesday's result was the first win over Watford since October 2013, a 1-0 win. Who scored the winner for Rovers that night?
I want multiple choice, Rob.
Multiple choice?
Yeah.
Gusted, Duffy, Marshall or Rhodes?
Jordan Rhodes.
Correct. Jordan Rhodes did score that night.
I'm missing me.
I know, yeah.
I miss him. Every time I see him out, I'm going to say out and about, like I see him at Tesco.
Jordan Rhodes, Asda,
every time I see him out and about, I well up.
When I see him down pub, right, Jordan, I do.
Hit brown cow. Yeah. Yeah, I miss you, mate.
You're right, Jordan, mate.
At Lewis, 1-3-0-9. John Buckley wears the number 21 shirt for Rovers. Who wore that number last?
21.
Multiple choice if you want it. It's available.
Multiple choice.
A, Ben Gladwin. B, Nuno Gomez. C, Hope Akpan. Or D, Danny Guthrie.
Oh, there's some players in there, mate. It's a big number to fill that.
Your best five-a-side team.
Yeah. Oh, there's some big players in that shirt.
I mean, they've all got to be in your Dream Rovers 11, haven't they? Hope Akpan.
Correct.
Get in.
5-4 up. Two questions left. So you can either go for the win or go for the draw, Damon. Which one do you want to do for? One or three?
Three.
I give him 2 points for free, so.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Actually, yeah. I won't be in game, to be fair. But. Why are you laughing?
This is a stinking question. Ryan Hedges got his first goal for the club on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Who was his last league goal against?
Oh, mate. Multiple choice.
A, Dundee. B, Hibernian. C, Queen of the South. Or D, Celtic.
Hibernian. Who were it?
Dundee.
Oh, I can't ever know that one. That's harsh, that.
That's a killer question.
Yeah, you've had me there.
Right, Lewis. You've won already, but... You have to get question one just to show off even more. Rovers beat Luton 4-0 in the fourth round of the FA Cup back in 2007. But which former league winning Rover was Luton's manager that day?
Don't go multiple choice on us here.
Don't multiple choice.
Yeah, go on.
A. Mike Newell. B. Mark Atkins. C. Graeme Lissau. Or D. Tim Flowers.
Mike Newell.
Correct. Lewis wins. 6-4. Some of the questions are quite cruel there, to be honest.
Yeah. Tough one to take, Damon.
It is. But it was. To be fair, mate, if you didn't give me the first one, I'd have been further away myself.
That's Rob not explaining rules.
Yeah. I did explain the rules. Pick a number between 1 and 10. Damon picks 4. It's Christian Eriksen.
Yeah.
Christian Eriksen, though.
Yeah. That was well thought. Well done.
Yeah. That was all done for another week. Looting away Saturday. Have we got anyone midweek next week?
No.
It was international break, isn't it? So, yeah.
That's a shocker, isn't it? That's awful.
Who's playing?
England have got Italy and Germany.
In what?
In the Nations League. Nations League.
Scotland have probably got Israel.
And then.
Playing every fucking month. And we've got Ukraine. Yeah. Still playing, no matter what.
Yeah, they're doing well at the minute, aren't they? Ukraine, not the football team, the army.
always put a shift in. football. I just didn't expect that bit to come out.
Football team's doing alright, but army's doing even better.
Them, you know what I mean? They know the way around the counter attack, don't they?
So that's us done for
right so
week.
Rovers are back on 1st of October against Millwall. We've got Ettywood, I think, so
plenty of games to look forward to, isn't there?
Yeah.
Right, so cheers for joining us, Damon. Hope you enjoyed it.
Absolutely loved it. Thank you for having me. It was a risk, so thank you.
And we'll see you all again next week. Podcast Network.